It's almost as if he wrote in fragments, right? He writes these sort of oracular statements. They're riddles. They're very carefully put together. They are structured with rhyme, assonance, wordplay, puns. And that was clearly supposed to be part of their appeal. It also made them very quotable. And so, I mean, it's not clear how On Nature or whatever this book was structured or exactly what was in it, but it may have been literally just a collection of these kind of aphoristic sayings.
I've mentioned, and many people know about, you cannot walk into the same river twice. And so, can you give us one or two other examples which display what you talk about, the crafted nature?
Actually, maybe I'll just start with that fragment, because I just wanted to quote it in Greek, because you can really hear how nice it is. So I'll tell you what the Greek sounds like, and then I'll tell you the sort of strict translation. So it goes like this. Potomoisi toisin autoisin embainousin hetera kai hetera hudata epire, which sounds quite nice, right?
Do you want to do it again? But I didn't catch that properly the first time.
Potomoisi toisin autoisin embainousin hetera kai hetera hudata epire. So, you might also even think it sort of sounds like babbling water, right? And the kind of strict translation, there, by the way, are several reports of this thought from Heraclitus. This one would be translated over the same rivers, stepping into them, different and different waters flow, or something like that. That's a very strict translation. So the thought is... Right, famously, that you can't step into the same river twice, because if you step into a river, step out, step back in again, it's different water. Another example would be...
But also, isn't it, you're supposed to be a different person. You too have changed.
Yeah, right. And in fact, one of the effects of the wordplay is that this idea about whether things are the same could refer to the river or to the person, people sometimes say. I mean, all these things are very difficult to interpret. Partially because he plays around with Greek word order. And in fact, there's a passage in Aristotle's Rhetoric where he, kind of with crushing banality, complains that an example of Heraclitus doing this is an example of bad Greek style, because you can't tell which word is supposed to... there's this one word which you can't tell whether it's supposed to go with the clause before it or the clause after it. But of course, Heraclitus was doing that on purpose.
And Aristotle was wrong in this case.
A rare event, but yes.